Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
40 years of career life advice in 40 minutes by Michael Allen Dell is a concise guide packed with the lessons of over four decades of professional experience. Now, in less than an hour, you'll uncover practical insights on leadership, persuasion, conflict, decision-making, and the patterns that drive long-term success, and straightforward strategies to avoid the common mistakes. Recognize false reasoning and approach challenges with resilience and clarity. Michael Allen Dell has spent over 40 years at the intersection of technology and teaching as a cybersecurity risk advisor, application developer, and computer science instructor. With degrees in mathematics and computer science, his expertise spans software project estimation and knowledge engineering to enhance decision-making tools. Back with us on This Week in America, Michael Allen Dell, author of 40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes. Michael, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. So much to talk about it. We couldn't squeeze it into, not 40 minutes, but 30 minutes, so we've got you back to continue. Thank you for being back with us on the program.
It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Thank you. There's so much to talk about. And let's start with the title of the book. Why is it called 40-40? And what with the little hourglass I see in the book? What's the symbolism of that?
So the original draft of the book was 40 standard pages. So 40 pages, 40 minutes. The thought was someone who reads quickly could get it done quickly. Of course, your mileage may vary. William Shakespeare, in the prologue to Henry V, talks about the play turning the accomplishments of many years into an hourglass, which is what I've attempted to do. The symbolism seemed appropriate.
Yeah, a little bit of Shakespeare in the background there. I love that. The name of the book, again, 40-40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes, Michael Allen Dell, the author. Book available wherever books are sold. Michael's website is beta4helps.com. All this on our website. You can link on directly, get information on the book. I very briefly described what was in the book. How would you describe your book and why it's so helpful?
The book is nonfiction life advice focused on career success. It's divided into sections after the short introduction. First is a list of short lessons collected into category groups. All are very quick read maxims, nothing heavy and hard to read there. Then some of these are explained and visually illustrated using my own personal experience or historic circumstances. These are case illustrations. The next section is a description of how a successful typical organization functions in the cycle of events through the year, with each stage and outcome called out and how they relate to each other and where all of them fit in the whole. I call it the enterprise life cycle, and it works with whatever task management method that your group uses. Spiral, waterfall, scrum, it works. Finally, the key takeaways are illustrated.
You will really appreciate the way the book is laid out. It's very easy to follow. There's not a lot of extra words there. Sometimes people think they've got to go on like they really are an expert. Michael is an expert. He says it very quickly. He gets you the information. It's relatable, and you're able to implement that that information in your daily lives. One review says, it's like having my own mentor. I have the book on my desk, and I can go refer to it and do a number of times throughout the day. Who would you say benefits from the book? Was there a target audience you had in mind as you were writing 40-40?
Primarily, anyone starting out or starting over in their career. The thought was mostly younger, less experienced persons would benefit most, but anyone wanting an edge to put their professional life on a higher trajectory would benefit from the advice in this book. And I'll add, it makes a great Christmas, birthday, and graduation gift for someone you like.
It really does. And I'm thinking that myself as I'm reading through this. This would make a great gift. It's a gift that says, you know, I'm thinking of you. Here's something that will help you along the way. It's a book that someone will appreciate. They can read through the book. They can go back to various chapters as they're going through different situations in their work lives. You said something that's interesting that we sometimes overlook. That's starting over. A lot of people are starting over. And if you were in a workplace situation 10, 15 years ago, do you think I'm just going to walk back into it? A lot has changed in 10 and 15 years. A lot has changed in 10 and 15 months. This book that Michael has will guide you through all of this, 40 years of career life advice in 40 minutes. What problems are common to people early in their career? Let's take someone who's out of college. They just got all this great information, or they've gone through a training program ready for the new job. They take the job. They're all full of enthusiasm. What are some of the problems they face early in their careers?
There are several, many of which I've had the misfortune to learn myself the hard way. I'll list four. First, employers value problem solvers over problem finders. Sometimes people, when they're starting out, they think they're showing themselves as highly intelligent by pointing out how things could be done better. But the winners are appreciated over the whiners. Again, people that produce solutions are valued over people that point out problems. The next, which is a common mistake, is focusing, and it's related to what I just said, focusing on your own views versus your leadership's objective. Especially, this sounds immediately obvious, making difficulties for your superiors is not the path to job success. Again, if you're in the habit of pointing out problems and difficulties, you might want to switch to pointing out how things can be made better. In trying to show how smart you are, you really can show yourself to be insensitive and out of touch. Next, unless you live by yourself on a deserted island, nothing meaningful gets done solely on your own. Everything is done or reviewed by a team, and working with a team is imperative in today's workplace. Finally, on this short list, I call it learning how to talk and learning how not to talk. How to talk in an unscripted group setting, learning how to listen, how to pause, and wait for an answer. It's amazing how many people don't grasp this. They'll ask a question and then keep on talking without allowing opportunity for dialogue. All this sounds obvious, but without hindsight, many don't get it. It's always better to learn from others' mistakes than your own, and it's always quicker to pick up on the successful patterns from the successful people around you than to discover them on your own through trial and error.
You mentioned that, unfortunately, you've made some of these mistakes. For us, fortunately, you've made these mistakes so you can guide us through so maybe we won't make the same mistakes. That's why the book is so valuable. The book's available wherever books are sold. 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes by Michael Allen Bell. His website is beta4helps.com. That link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the places like that. And it's interesting, you take on some of those issues like talking. You think that's pretty basic, probably not talk in college. Listening, which again is pretty basic, and how important that is. It's gone through in a very understandable, relatable way in Michael's book. Can you sort of maybe summarize what makes for career success? How would you define career success?
Well, in a nutshell, I would say consistency, quality, time management, teamwork, and communication, making all of those ingredients into your daily work life. There are personal disciplines, such as daily and searchable activity records and cross-referencing requests and reviews. I keep a daily log of things that I do. It takes time, but it ends up saving time, and it's been valuable continually in my work life. These are vital to sustain success. The place where you work, there are organization disciplines, such as schedule management, tracking of deadlines, record and document or data tracking, skills management, who knows how to do what, budget discipline. All these are no less important than the individual skills, and except for the most transactional of businesses, a lack of any of these should be a warning sign that this business effort is headed toward failure. There are more things that can be said. The details are important. And yes, that's another reason to invest in the book.
And it's so affordable when you think about the education you get in reading Michael's book. It makes perfect sense and great gift ideas, as we mentioned. Great book for you if you think, I'm pretty good at what I've been doing. I've been doing it for a number of years. This will get you questioning. It will bring clarity to issues. Maybe you've fallen back on some over the course of your years, the refresher course in Michael's book. What do you think sets the book apart from others of this genre? What makes this book special, do you think?
Well, this book is totally grounded in experience. There's anything that's theoretical in there is also related to practical, applicable information that works in a wide range of work scenarios. While it's practical, it has profound truths in it. And I'll say that there's hardly any place else for the time and the price that you can enjoy a meal at a nice restaurant where you could pick on the five questions that separate relevant truth from sales speak, the differences between data, information, knowledge, and wisdom, and their opposites, how to deal with conflict and gain idea acceptance and participation, how to boost your standing with leadership, patterns to achieve desirable and outstanding results, and a lot more besides. It's a small book, but it is mighty in content.
And it's easily readable. That's one of the things I like so much about this book. It is something that can be read. Do you suggest people sit and read it cover to cover, or maybe go through and pick out some of the areas that are pertinent to their job situation now, then go back and read some of the others later? What's the best way to read this?
Well, there are a number of ways. I know I gave it to a superior and he says he reads it by the pool sometimes. If you want to find out something that's concerning you at the moment, a topic, you can go in and look. Okay, say I'm having problems with personal interactions. I'm having trouble getting participation. I'm having trouble with conflict. It's indexed in the book, and you can look for topical things, but it can be read cover to cover. You can really take it either way, and that's the index is what makes it particularly helpful as a reference. It's like, okay, I need some information on how to boost participation.
Yes,
page 32, and so you can jump in the middle, or you can take it from start to finish.
There are
the last of the book is what summarizes the most important content.
And that's good. There are so many books that I'm sure really are powerful books written by people that have written books and are leaders in the industry. You can't get through it. There's so much information there. You've got 400 pages. This, as Michael said, it is so simple, because it's got all of the information there. It's got the key points at the end of chapters. It's got the index, the summary, all of that. And it's readable. He's not trying to impress you with his education. He's trying to impress you with his knowledge of the business world and how it works and giving you that information in a thoroughly relatable way. You know, I mentioned before how things have changed in the workplace. I was looking through some of the topics in there, and probably three or four really have only come about in the last several years. One is argument and conflict and hostility and dealing with those. Just briefly, that's really something fairly new, isn't it, in the marketplace? People always used to share their ideas, probably end up with a laugh and a joke and go on with their lives, and now there's hostility. How do you deal with that in the workplace?
Well, the best way to deal with hostility is to listen. And oftentimes, someone who is a problem is someone with a problem. Recognizing that, if you can listen, find out the nature of their problem, and try to apply practical advice or helps to solve their problem, you have to listen. As we say, the problem is not the problem often. The problem, the first thing that's verbalized is the symptom. But if you can get at the root of what's there and help someone solve the problem they're having or get them in touch with those that can service their need, you can oftentimes save, or I should say, pull defeat, I mean, pull victory from the jaws of defeat. As they say,
Yes.
it really is active listening, applying skills, and going the extra mile sometimes to try to help someone. And then those that are a problem, those that don't have a problem, if they're just difficult, trying to move those people onto those that can help them. Distance and disengagement rather than engaging and feeding an argument.
You know, that's so interesting. And you think of in most cases, why am I arguing? They're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not going to change their mind anyway. And because they're not going to change their mind, I'm going to get madder because I think my argument is strongest. So it's good advice how to deal with that in the workplace. Another area there is planning for the future, the change. Your life has been in that and dealing with things that change. And we'll talk about in a second, internet and what all AI and everything we're dealing with now. How important is that to plan for the future and change and not figure, this is the way I've always done it, so I'm going to continue to do it this way?
Being willing to embrace change in the current environment is imperative to sustain success. But there's a mixture of technological change and innovation, and then the people skills, the problem-solving techniques that are invariant to the technology, those kinds of skills and capabilities you can carry from one job to the next, from one technology generation to the next, so that there's a mixture of things that are enduring and perpetual, things that contribute to knowledge and wisdom versus those that are technologically dependent. And one does have to keep up with the latest technology to understand as best one may what the technology can do, even if you don't understand the implementation, understanding how it's used. The other piece of advice I would give, particularly to people starting out, if you want your job to be AI proof and robotics proof, is to look for a career path that involves manual skills. I call it a contact sport. Thing, and particularly those things that involve repair and healing and so on. Manufacturing oftentimes can be produced with robotics, subject to AI. Pure idea work oftentimes can be, you have competition with AI, unless it gets into the psychological aspect, the personality aspect, in which case the human interaction is makes the difference between success and failure. But again, if you have a contact sport, your doctor, your plumber, your dentist, your civil engineer, these things are not going to be given over to robotics. If you can find a contact sport that you like, that the culture is compatible with your personal culture, that's a pathway to success and happiness.
The book is 40-40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes by Michael Allen Bell, our guest on the program. His website is beta4helps.com. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Another chapter, we got a few minutes left here. I'm reading through these chapters, and we could do a program on each one. This is Risk, Threat, Vulnerability, and Security. You are involved in cybersecurity. Things are changing every day. There's a breach. There are all sorts of problems. Maybe hourly we find something new that threatens all of us. How serious is that? And as an employee, we really need to be careful every time we're on the keyboard, don't we?
It's very serious. As I say, you know, a fool and your data are soon parted. And the key to your house, the key to your car, the key to your bank account is not the brass keys in your pocket. It's the information that opens that car, that house, particularly in the modern age where so many things are electronically enabled. Cyber hygiene is very important. In other words, in simple speak, keeping track of your data and protecting your data. You wouldn't leave your wallet laying out on the street, nor should you put your password or your token identifier into a place where it can be accessed by people without need to know. In terms of one of the big topics nowadays in cyber is the insider threat. You know, everyone's worried about the insider threat. In my view, the insider is difficult to deal with, difficult to control, but it comes down to a phrase that you don't have to understand the technology to enable it. You trust who you must, but you tempt no one. If you have information of value or content of value, and you are having it in a place where someone could be tempted to steal it, to corrupt it, to otherwise render it unusable or hijack it for their own purposes, if you aren't doing enough to protect it, to stop someone from doing something because they're afraid of getting caught, if there's more that needs to be done based on the value of the information, then not enough is being done. Again, you want to put in enough protection to where no one's going to try and get something because they know they're going to get caught or not succeed. They'll be blocked. So tempt no one.
Talk about from a management standpoint. You've got maybe 60 people in your department. They all have a computer. They all have a keyboard. You tell them all, avoid this, don't do that. The deal, there's a link in there and you don't know where it's from, don't do whatever. All it takes is 59 to listen to you, one who doesn't, that what jeopardizes the whole system. How difficult is this for business, for management, for the employees to understand the seriousness of what they're dealing with?
Well, it's partly training. You know, again, the job you save may be your own. Also, for the people that do operate your IT infrastructure, applying those kinds of defenses that will help prevent people from accidentally or carelessly accessing the harmful website. The boundary protections and the thing that's coming in more in vogue today is what they call zero trust architecture. So your IT environment and your business needs to make the investments in technical protections that can help people that are also trained and aware. If they see something, they say something, they do something. It takes a complete package to totally protect the enterprise.
Boy, there's so much information in, and I'm glad you're doing the diary, keeping track of everything so you can write another book and we can talk about it. And we'll talk about this book again as well. Are you thinking about another book? I mean, this book has been so well received. It's so well written. It's real life. It's what happens every day in the workplace. It's a guide that will get you through all sorts of situations. Are you thinking about another book?
I am. It's a book for cyber risks, where to find them, but not written for the technical audience so much as it is for people that work on projects and manage business concerns, to where they can find cyber risks hiding in plain sight.
Now, that will be fascinating, and I wish you well in writing that, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that. And it's something to keep in mind as we go through this time of year. You got several things to do with the holidays. You get a couple of copies of Michael's books for people in the family as gifts, and you also have to watch when you're on the internet. Everybody's got great deals out there, and it's real easy to go, wow, I've never seen a price that low on these shoes before. I think I may get 3 or 4 pairs, and all of a sudden you become a victim. So keep all of that in the back of your mind as you're going through the holidays. Michael, as always, the time has gone by so quickly. The book is 40-40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes. Michael Allen Bell, the author and our guest. The book available wherever books are sold. You'll find information on his website, beta4helps.com. A link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And I thank Book World Publishing. They comprise a core team of professionals that will make every way possible the book you envision. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. Bookworld.org. And I thank them for our conversation. Michael, it is always a pleasure being here. Happy holidays. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to continuing our conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you and all your audience.
Thank you very much. The book by Michael is 40-40, 40 Years of Career Life Advice in 40 Minutes. His website is beta4helps.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.